where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The city of Sarnia will launch a one-year pilot project allowing e-bikes on trails and paths. Councillor Adam Kilner says even though results from a recent public survey were nearly split, they have to consider how people get around.
What alternatives we have for safe passage, especially for people with accessibility issues, folks who have an e-bike as the only way to get around.
Councillor George Vandenberg supported the motion for the study.
These are electric assist bicycles that we're asking to go on the trails, not a fully electric. Because I'm going to give you the example. In the Netherlands, when I ride a bicycle, it's an electric assist. It gets me to get over the bridges, over the canals, and it assists me to get up in some of the hills because I'm getting up there too.
City staff will report back in April of 2025 on the e-bike pilot study. Nearly $860,000 will go towards redeveloping the baseball diamond at Tecumseh Park. A contract was awarded to Titan Group Construction during yesterday's council meeting. The project includes a new backstop, fencing, and a new LED field lighting system. Drainage and irrigation is also a significant part of the project, so the field will get a new clay diamond surface and sod once underground work is complete. Construction activity has slowed a bit in Sarnia. 28 permits were issued by City Hall last month, which is down slightly from last year's pace. A permit of just over $3 million was issued for a warehouse addition to the existing Home Hardware on London Road. No permits were issued for single-family homes. A retired research scientist is shedding some light on why we haven't seen the usual large flock of tundra swans. They typically rest in Lambton Shores near the end of winter during their northward migration, but so far only small groups have been reported. Jeff Skevington says it's not that there are fewer swans this year, but they're more spread out because some started migrating in late January during the warm spell.
They're in smaller groups and spread out more widely, looking for available places to stop. They need wet fields to linger in, and then they'll feed on spilled grain in the fields as well. So that's why you don't have as many as you sometimes do.
He says they also seem to be scattered in different areas looking for proper wet habitats. The full story can be found on our website. And it's likely not something you've seen at a McDonald's drive-thru before. Chatham-Kent police say an intoxicated man jumped in and out of vehicles waiting in the drive-thru at the Wallaceburg location shortly after 1 this morning. The 26-year-old Wallaceburg man then reportedly tried to get into the restaurant through the drive-thru window. Officers say he was held in police custody until sober. Mainly sunny today with a high of 18. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 6. And Wednesday, sunny with a high of 15. It'll be cooler along the lake. I'm Natalia Vega.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.